Why, hello, everyone. This is Kai Cole coming to you from Kai Society Radio here at www.talkradio.nyc. And today we have quite a few surprises and some things that we've come to expect and love. So let's start with the first. The first is my thanks to many, many, many of you out there who have shown your support, who have spread the love, who are just coming at me and Kai Society from every which way possible for partnerships, for sponsorships, for events. And this has really been a wonderful part of how I've seen Kai Society grow, not just this year in 2017, but also 2016 and before. And I'm really happy that it's going to be an integral part of our growth moving forward, because who doesn't love a good event? So thank you very, very much to lots of people, including Sam Leibowitz, who is kind enough to be our in-house meditation expert, our in-house healing expert, our in-house conscious business expert. So many things, so many talents, so much to be thankful for. And Miss Julie Weiss, who is resting today. She did a wonderful meditation for us last show, and I'm a big fan of her meditation techniques. I can't wait for her to come back and do another one for us. And I'd like to say thank you to Lee Noto, Denise, Stella, Carlel, and in studio here with us, Patrick. Thank you. So let's get into it. First thing we want to talk about, what's in your marketing diet for today? I'll let you know what's in mine, and it's too much. Let me tell you that right now. We've got MailChimp. We've got Hootsuite. We've got Google Drive, Gmail, Eventbrite, Facebook, obviously Facebook Live, Twitter, Click to Tweet, and Upwork. How many of you guys have used Upwork? I love it. I love it. Almost better than Fiverr. I know that's blasphemy, but it's true. Patrick, let's talk about what's in your marketing diet. And also, of course, I'd love to hear anyone who would like to share. Feel free to call in. Our number here is 877-480-4120. And also, we're here on Facebook Live. Feel free to type in your questions, your responses, your comments, your love, your gratitude. Love to hear from you. Patrick, take it away. What's in your marketing diet for this morning?
I'm going to say Facebook Live right now is like actually the hot item I've been looking into, because I've been thinking about how it applies to radio, how it can be a new way of two-way correspondence without the hassle of phone calls and, you know, hot mic screening and things like that. Like, oh yeah, Brent from South Philly is going to call in and drop a few F-bombs today. No. It's a matter of personal curation to make your show better. You can choose who to respond to and how, and it gives them a sense of, you know, community engagement, essentially, because their questions are being responded to. They're going to ask more in the future. So it's a great two-way method of getting real communication between people on the radio.
Very true. When's the last time you called into your favorite radio station?
Last time I called in was back in January. I was calling into 94.1 in Philadelphia to talk about the Joel Embiid on the Sixers.
Nice.
Big sports radio head here.
Awesome. I think the last time I called in was when WSOU was still around in South Orange, New Jersey. They were broadcasting from Seton Hall. Hard rock. I called in to win a Megadeth CD.
Megadeth.
That's either Megadeth right or Alice Cooper. Those are two very close ones. So
Megadeth. That was Dave Mustaine, right? He was in that band?
Yeah. I believe so. All very interesting characters. All I know is that I wanted that CD. Dang, that was a CD? That tells you how long ago it was. My goodness gracious.
I think another time I tried calling into a Philadelphia classic rock station to win Springsteen tickets, and it's like, I don't remember what year that was, but you can probably peg it within the last 10, because wow. Springsteen never really stops, and he's always hitting like the Philadelphia tri-state area.
Awesome. I just want to shout out to a few people that have joined us. Hey, Sue Gonzalez. It's been a while. Hello, Shari. Susan Meyer, thank you so much for stopping in and sharing. Dell, I see you up there. And let's see who else is up in here. Sam Leibowitz, you're watching me from two different angles. If it wasn't you, I'd say it was creepy. So, because Sam's not creepy, we're going to keep moving on here. The Chi Society Awards for today. All right. We've got three different awards. The first one is the Fire Starter Award because today's theme is building and playing with fire. Super duper important for all of you tribe architects out there who are building your following, who are noticing the behavior of the people that are in your ecosystem or in your network. Very important things to pay attention to, how they are playing with your fire, because you're the tribe architect, it's your fire. You need to tell everyone how to use it. Okay, so the Fire Starter Award, hi Shari, by the way, goes to Miss Lee Noto today. Goodness gracious, she's on roll. So Lee, she has a lot of energy. If any of you have ever met her, and that energy lives as the fire in her heart. My goodness, she uses it for all of her business endeavors. She is very enthusiastic about all of her personal endeavors. This woman is all over the world. Every time I call her, she's like en route to Florida, on her way back, on the phone in the airport. She's all over the place, and she not only starts the fire, but she spreads it, and I love it. Thank you so much, Lee Noto. I believe her business is called Whole Living Essentials, if you want to check her out. And of course, she's going to be on the show, but we're just giving everybody a little bit of time to ease Chi Society into their day. So the next award, Chi Society Award, is the Heart of Fire Award. Very different from the Fire Starter Award. How? Now, this award is going to go to two people for two very different reasons, and I'll tell you why. So, Heart of Fire Award is going to Judy Coe. Why? First of all, Judy is freaking amazing. And she has this nurturing manner that is out of this world. So not only does she fan the flame of her loving and dear and near to her Adam Weinberg, but also everybody around her. She's so supportive. She is there through thick and thin. She's coming all the way from I can't even tell you where in New Jersey. It's so out of my geographic range. Right? So whatever she's doing, I think that we need to pay attention because there's a lot that we can learn about having a heart of fire and using it in the proper manner in our communities to support the people around us and also to keep us whole. So speaking of whole, what rhymes with whole? Cole. Hey, Cole Hansen. How you doing? Nice to see you. Nice to have you join us again. Please, everybody, feel free to submit your questions. I'm here to answer them, here to give my experiences with any of the concepts in marketing, architecture, PR. That was tribe architecture, pardon me. PR, which stands for public relations. And anything that you'd like to conjure up, if I don't know, perhaps I can direct you to the right person. So, the last award for the Chi Society Awards this morning. Oh my goodness, I just skipped one. Don't tell them. Okay. So, the Heart of Fire, the second award, goes to GP Welsh. That's an obvious one. This guy is, first of all, he's the founder of an amazing organization that has so much to do with the heart. And I'm not going to spoil it for you guys. You should head over to gpwalsh.com to see what it is that he has to offer there. But let me tell you, I joined him in a class yesterday, a virtual class. And he, first of all, he has a kick-ass headset that I am very jealous of. I need to find out where he got it from. But this guy, he's got everything going on. He had his suit jacket, this really professional headpiece going on. He has his background. He has his books that are set up for, you know, the aura in the room. He has a whiteboard handy. He has got it all set up. This is a guy who knows what he's doing. And he knows what he's talking about. That's really rare, let me tell you. I think I shared last time, Denzel Washington says that people don't want to be right. They just want to be first. So GP Walsh is really doing it. He's talking about the heart. He joined me on our Kai Society webinar this Monday. We hold them every Monday at 8 o'clock to talk about heart integration. So that's another thing that you can check out on the site, KaiSociety.com, GPWalsh.com. We've got so many great people. Last award. Ready? This is the Fire Keeper Award. So not only do you build your fire, but you have to have a way to maintain it. And there are some people that are just really, really good at that. So let me tell you that this award this morning goes to Eugenia Bass. She is amazing. And the way that we met was a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, and now we're like BFFs. So Eugenia is amazing at systems, amazing at logistics, amazing at organization. If I simply wanted to build anything, she has a million resources that she can contribute right away, not just to get it started, but the logistics to keep it running, the logistics to create a sustainable system. And because of that, we like to get together, brainstorm, mastermind, and she's lovely. And she's given me tons of inspiration. Hopefully, I provide the same for her. And hopefully, we can have her here on this show to talk about what she does. Ariana, hello. Thank you for joining the show. I see that you've got a question. So I'm going to read your question. Then we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to get right into it. And thank you for your question, by the way. So let me just give a little preface. Ariana is, she's actually a winner of one of the Kai Society Awards from last week. She's running around here like 8 months pregnant, lifting heavy clothes and food and supplies and waltzing all around New York City to make people happy. Why? Because that's what she does. She's a chef. She's an author. She's just all on inspiration and motivation for anyone who wants to figure out how to work hard and work well. So Ariana's question here is, what is the best marketing tool for someone who is trying to grow their followers who are active and potential clients? So we're going to talk about that as soon as we hear from our sponsors. We'll come right back and tackle that. Thanks a bunch.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Hello and welcome back to Kai Society. I am Kai Cole. Welcome, welcome. So we just left off with a question from Ariana. I'm going to read it one more time. What is the best marketing tool for someone who is trying to grow their followers who are active and possible clients? So there's a lot in there, and thank you for that. That's a really good question. So there are tons of tools for you to organize people into a group, into a community, so that you can address their specific needs. And also you can talk about that subject matter, that realm of expertise that is of particular interest to them. And I'll give you an example. So again, from my own experience, I had a really cool Facebook group. I still have this group, and we share and we talk. But it was such a magnificent tool to bring people together that have the same interests. So the name of the group is Body Biz Soul, B-I-Z, stands for business. We came together in this group, and it started with one of those simple 30-day challenges. But you guys knowing me, a challenge isn't just a challenge. I had to blow it all out of proportion, make it this huge thing. Every day had a different theme. Every day I was doing something totally crazy, totally challenging, totally different. And at the end of the 30 days, not only had I transformed inside and outside, but there were people following along with me, and they were able to experience the change as well. So the group allowed for me to share information. It allowed me to share the calendar of the different themes that we had for each day. It allowed me to share my personal progress, what I was going through, so that, you know, we could form a conversation about it, like, oh my gosh, I really need to have a bag of Doritos today. And people are like, no, don't do it. It was awesome. I would totally do this again. And I think I will, but we'll talk about that later. So Facebook group or Facebook, I think that's the only one. Facebook group, I think there's like community or there's another term. So it's very different from a Facebook page. Pages are about information, and groups are about exchange and connection. So if you want to engage a group of followers, you want to do it on Facebook. Also, because people don't have to create a profile all over again, like with certain platforms like Ning, if you've ever used them, ning.com, you can go in there and create your own profile. But who wants to do that all over again a whole bunch of times? Sometimes it's necessary if you're coming in as, you know, like a someone who has a specialty. Like if you're coming in as your favorite, like, Comic-Con character, I don't know, then maybe you'd want to create a Ning so you can, you know, have a new face for that particular group. But if you're just conversing with your people, you're maybe putting out challenges, maybe you're announcing events, maybe you're talking about ways that these people can be engaged with each other and they all know each other or could potentially get to know each other, Facebook group is wonderful. Now, the second part of your question, Ariana, is about the potential client portion. Now, me, I don't like sales. Don't tell anybody that. I really don't. That's why I consider myself to be a marketer slash publicist slash tribe architect. I don't like to be sold either. So even when using the term client or prospective client, I like to think about people who could benefit from the value that I'm offering. So really, whether they are purchasing from me or not purchasing from me, they still fall into that same category of people that I want to nurture no matter what. So it's a great way to distinguish what the purpose for your interaction is. Everybody would love to make sure that we're all getting the most amount of value that we can from a person that has an expertise. So we simply want to expose them to the proper channels that we have available for their needs. So with that being said, going back to my basic principle of ask. Ask them what they need. And when you find out what that person in your tribe needs, present them with what it is that could help them. And after that, it's totally up to them. As long as they have enough education to understand what you're putting in front of their face, they should be absolutely fine. And if they don't, then it's a learning opportunity. So here we go. Thank you very much, Ariana, for your question. And I see we have one here from Dell. Here we go. With yourself having great success building up brands, what do you feel are the greatest challenges that occur throughout the process, and how do you overcome that? Very, very interesting. And I see your comment about the fact that I don't like sales. That's just what it is. Okay, so I have worked with a ton of different brands, like from Corzo Tequila to tourism boards of various locations, to working with celebrities and their nonprofit organizations and fashion lines and Broadway shows. I can't tell you. The most challenging aspect of smaller brands, I would say, or entrepreneurs, is very different than that of larger brands. And that's because there's a different system of accountability, and there's also a different system of expectations. So the reason why I create this delineation is because with smaller brands, there is really one key person. Or if it's, you know, like a partnership, then however many people are in the partnership. But usually there's that groupthink going on. And if there's a block in that groupthink or in that single proprietor's mind, then the whole business can stop. So I cannot tell you how many times I've seen a business owner hold themselves back. All of the opportunities in front of them, all of the resources that they need, all of the platforms already set up, the play button is just ready to press, and they can't do it. So that happens a lot of times. But when we're in an organization, we have other people that can compensate for us. When we're working in our small business or as a sole proprietor, then it's kind of hard to understand that it's ourselves that can be the biggest challenge and the hardest thing to get through. So I call it stepping out of your own way. And I've had to do it plenty of times out of fear. I've had to do it out of perfectionism, thinking that I had to do everything so that it would be just so, which is so not true. I have to tell you that with the many people that I've worked with, so much magic has happened simply because it was a partnership and it wasn't just me doing something on my own, you know, or me, you know, trying to be my own brand. It took me a long time to even think about putting my name in the brand of my business. But let me tell you, I am not my brand. I am someone totally different, with a lot of other things to offer as well. So being a part of your brand and being in your business are very different than being your brand and working on your business. So that is the big difference between big brands and small brands in terms of challenges. Now, the big brands, I've seen a lot of very interesting things happen. And again, the blocks come in as group think. So, for instance, if you're in an office, you know that there's a lot of chatter by the water cooler. And all of a sudden, some little rumors pop up. And they start to pop up all around the office. Now, this little rumor may or may not be true, but it is swaying the way that people think about whoever is mentioned in the rumor. Now, before you know it, everyone has an opinion on it, whether it's right or wrong or based in fact or not. But that single point of influence is a reference for everyone to feel a particular way about the environment that they're in. So if I'm at work and nobody likes a particular person, and then all of a sudden we come up into a project where that person is the project manager, well, then we've got a lot of issues going on here. And it could have started innocently, quote unquote, or it could be something that's done potentially, intentionally. So that's the difference between, again, big and small. So big brands, there's a lot of internal politics. Just as with a small brand, there's a lot of internal conflict. They both rear their heads in ugly manners, but we can deal with them. And that's when a business coach, that's when business workshops, that's when sessions with a business specialist tend to come in handy so that you can be guided through those challenges. And you don't have to think all by yourself of how to create a solution. They can help you. And they can even help you implement the plan after you create it together. But acknowledging that they are challenges, as you have posed in your question, is very important, because there's a whole lot of different kinds as well. So that is how I suggest to overcome them. From my experience, acknowledge them, listen to what the problem really is and where it's coming from, and then ask for help. It's always a great thing to ask for help. All right. So what I'd love to do, let's give some more thanks and gratitude to our sponsors, and then let's talk about the wonderful things that are coming up next.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Kai Society. This is Kai Cole. So We have a wonderful question from Sam Leibowitz, who's also sitting right next to me, and he loves typing into this Facebook Live thing. I love it. So it says, as a small brand, how do you cut through the noise to be noticed by your tribe? Another complex, juicy question. And there's really two parts to addressing that. One is, how do you cut through the noise? And then the other one is about identifying your tribe. So when you start to architect your tribe, you want to create a means by which you know that they actually are in your tribe, whether you have their email address, whether you see them log into your Facebook Live and start making comments and likes and hearts like we really, really love, or whether they're listening live to your radio broadcast on www.talkradio.nyc. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can notice who is currently a part of your tribe. Now, how do you find out about those who want to be a part of your tribe? That is where things can get a little sticky if you don't know about these wonderful tools that are out there. So there are tons and tons of forums. Is that plural for forum? I hope so. Is it fora? Who knows? Okay. So there's a lot of places out there on the internet that you can type in questions about particular subjects. One of them is Quora. And that's usually part of my marketing diet in the morning, but I've been trying to stay away from it because it takes up a lot of time. So Quora, you can go in, log yourself in as an expert, and start answering people's questions about certain subject matter. Like, for instance, if someone wanted to know about nutrition, then a nutritionist should very well go on Quora, create an expert profile, and start answering questions that people have about nutrition. It's not an opportunity to sell yourself. Again, I don't like sales, sorry. But it is an opportunity to be positioned as an expert in your field. And of course, you can reference, you know, these questions that you answer for people. People can like them or upvote them, or they can, you know, say whatever it is that they'd like to say about it. As long as your response is coming from facts, then you have nothing to worry about. But platforms like these are super duper helpful in finding out what the need is in these particular segments of the market, and also finding out who are the people that need them. So if you do find a question on there about nutrition, you want to find out about the person. You know, like, who are they? Where are they coming from? Are they, you know, have they been referred to Quora by their doctor, you know, to seek out help? Are they a personal trainer, you know, looking for some nutrition information to share with their clients? Once you find out who that person is in your industry, then you can figure out who to partner with. So you can start to reach out to other personal trainers and see if they need nutrition information if you're a nutritionist. You can reach out to CrossFit boxes and see if they need help with the nutrition that they are prescribing or suggesting or recommending to their members. It is a great fertile ground to start building your tribe and also to continue building your tribe. So this is an example of how you build the wood for your fire. You know, you stack it and you make sure there's a lot of air that can go through there with a bunch of different messages and channels, and the wind can take it away. But you want to make sure that it's stacked just so, so that wherever you put the flame, and I learned this by tending to the fire on a farm for for the past couple of weeks. It depends on where you put that flame as to how it will continue to ignite. Sam says he likes the fire analogy. Love it. Thank you, Sam. And how that fire can grow. And also how that fire can be passed from your stack of wood to create another? Are you teaching others how to build fires as well? Or are you simply teaching them to maintain your fire? Are you teaching them to start fires and they don't know how to maintain it? Are you partnering your tribe members with people who have the complementary skills to get everything done? So tribe architect is a really, really big responsibility because it involves cultivating existing skill and also identifying the potential for additional skills in the people that become attracted to what it is that you're doing and essentially become your tribe members. So you always want to remember to nurture the people that are around you because they can be so much more and they can learn so much more from you. You can learn from them and you can both evolve and grow your fire to how the size, the magnitude, the strength that you want it to. So the second part is, how do you cut through the noise? Man, so that's like the story of my life because there's a whole bunch of noise in my head like every day. Not just from the marketing bullshit that I consume, but also from potential projects that come through as ideas out of, you know, the blue. You know, the development of a new technology resource. Like, I had to stop, but I was a subscriber to Product Hunt, and every day they come out with like 10 new technical awesome apps and things that, like, once you start, you just can't stop. And it's not that the app itself is so addictive, it's just that they have lists and lists and lists of potential ones that you could use. Like, I almost never even actually look at the app. I just want to, like, save the website somewhere so that I can come back to it. Very bad habit. But anyway, noise. See, you guys didn't tell me to come back to the subject. So cutting through the noise means that you've got to be that shiny object that passes in front of the right dog. What? Okay, so yeah, dogs like squirrels, but they like shiny objects too. So we've got to be the shiny object because we're not squirrels. And we've got to make sure that that dog is paying attention. So there's three things to do. One, you've got to get somebody's attention by being shiny. How can you be shiny? Because we're talking about marketing. We're talking about words. Yeah, maybe a little bit of graphics. You can put like a little gradient to white on there that makes it look like it's chrome or something like that. But that's not what I'm talking about. Words are very powerful. And there are people that are attracted to certain words, which is why it's so important to understand who your tribe is. Who are the people that you're speaking to? Now, I'm going to go back to this analogy again to the nutritionist. If a nutritionist is looking for people to partner with, then the right lingo, the trendy lingo, the shiny objects and shiny words that will get people's attention are things like detox, are things like program, are things like meal plan, are things like food delivery. These are new, shiny things that have come into the industry, meal plans, food delivery, food prep, you know, all of these fancy containers and bags and stuff that cost $1 million, but they all surround the same premise. They have developed a tool that can be issued to the tribe members, and you can see them in the street. Everyone who's walking around with a six-pack bag, I guarantee you that they know at least the name of one bodybuilder because they're either a bodybuilder themselves or they got it because they saw a bodybuilder that had the bag. Six-pack bags You see somebody that has it, you start talking bodybuilding and you got their attention. That's their shiny object. So when you're talking about nutrition and you're speaking to the world at large and you've noticed that you want to work with bodybuilders and personal trainers, well, then you use the shiny object, the shiny word in front of them as applied to what it is that you do. And you've got their attention. Now, what's next? You want them to go get the shiny object, right? You've already waved it in front of their face. Now they need to know what it is to do with it. So that's when you say, okay, and you give your call to action. What is your call to action once you've gotten their attention? I can't tell you how many people, one, don't know what a call to action is, and then don't use it. So a call to action is, what do you want them to do? Do you want people to go to your Facebook page and like it? Do you want people to visit your website? And when they get there, what do you want them to do? Do you want them to sign up for your newsletter? Do you want them to buy a book? Do you want them to post a comment or, you know, like a blog? You got to tell your tribe what it is that will help them help you. So it takes some time just to sit down and think about what the one most important thing is that you can direct your tribe to do. Now that is how you cut through the noise. You get their attention with the shiny words, the shiny objects, and then they can't hear or see anything else. And then to top it off, you throw in that call to action, and then your tribe member can help you help them. I know it sounds like a lot, but it's not. It's very easy, and the fire analogy definitely helps to tie it up. Shiny object, fire. Everybody likes to play with fire, right? So you direct people towards your fire, where it is that you keep all of your resources and all of the things that are relevant in today's cluttered marketing cacophony, you know, that's out there. So you direct them towards the fire. You say, hey, look, this is what I have. And that then you direct them to grab what it is that they need. You have to educate them on how to take care of that fire, unless they already know. And once you decide that they are taking care of what it is that you gave them, it's up to you to let them know what to do next. Help them help you. We are going to take a very quick break. Thank our sponsors. And we'll be right back to take more questions. See you soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to Kai's Society. I am Kai Cole. Go figure. So I want to remind you that you can call in to the station with your questions, 877-480-4120. I'm going to say it one more time, 877-480-4120. And please remember, every Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen in at www.talkradio.nyc. And also here on Facebook Live, I love interacting with you and answering your wonderful questions. Please, please keep them coming. So today, I just want to recap. We talked about what was in our marketing diet, and Patrick shared some very, very brilliant insights on many things, like he usually does. So does Sam Leibowitz, all the time, all the time. And also we gave out our Kai Society Awards for the Fire Starter, for the Heart of Fire, for the Fire Keeper. If you missed all of those things, there will be a recording. Here on Facebook Live, you'll be able to tune into the video afterwards. And also at talkradio.nyc, we keep an archive of the last 10 or so shows, and you can go back and listen to your favorite segments. Okay, so let's get down to the real basics here. There are four basic questions that I'd love to answer when it comes to building and playing with fire as pertain to tribe architecture. So first is, how do you build a fire? And part of that is, what is your fire? So your fire is your passion. A lot of people start their businesses as a passion project. I kind of like that word, and I kind of don't, because projects don't really need branding. But if it's a passion project, then it does need branding, seriously. And you need to brand yourself in the process so that you can identify with what it is that you're putting out there in the world. So your fire is your passion manifested. And when you have it in front of you, you can see the qualities of that fire. How do you feed it? What does it feed off of? What do you need for it to grow? Do you want it to grow? Does it have room to grow? These are all things that you can think of using the fire analogy and your project slash product slash brand. So, for instance, there is a wonderful brand out there. I'm not going to name names just to, you know, keep things nice and friendly here. The brand has to do with popsicles. I wonder who could have come up with such a brilliant idea. So when you create a project or a wonderful product like a popsicle, there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration. Now, this project or product cannot grow without the proper means for transportation, for storage, for the creation of it. So these are like the logs of the fire. Those are the things that have to evolve in order to carry the fire along with it. So that's just one example. Now, if you have an info product, that is to say a digital book, otherwise known as an ebook, you can also have a hardcover or paperback as well. But we're talking about info products here. You can have a course. I don't know how you pronounce it. Udemy. They are great at marketing courses. You could have a course on Eventbrite if you really want to. You can have a course on Craigslist. You can do anything you want to. Google Hangout, Facebook Live. These things are the passing of information from your tribe architect to the tribe. And in order to grow that message, to grow the audience, to spread the fire, it all depends on the enthusiasm and the accuracy of the tribe architect. Sometimes it doesn't even matter about the accuracy. Again, back to Denzel Washington's quote. But the more enthusiasm, the more passion, the more fire that that person has in their heart, the more likely that message is going to spread. So that is to say, energy begets energy. You can't destroy it. You can't really create it. It's got to come from somewhere. So you've got that passion in your heart. Why not share it as enthusiastic, energized words and ignite that passion within another person by connecting with them, by reaching them with your message, by sharing information and value that is important to both of you. So here we go. Another example. Let's talk about essential oils. We're going to use Lee Noto as an example because she was the winner of our Firestarter Award earlier. So it just makes sense. Lee lives and breathes essential oils on social media. When you catch her in the street, she has a travel package of eight or 10 essential oils in there. Like, she's ready to go. And she'll talk about it with as much enthusiasm and accuracy as you allow. Seriously. Now, the way that message connects with you, it connected with me, was that she was so excited about it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is lemon in a bottle. And she's like, no, this is 28 lemons condensed and compressed into a therapeutic grade form that is edible. You can inhale it aromatically, and also you can... I was like, wow, that is spirit. That is how you spread a fire. So she's doing a great job spreading the fire and then igniting it in the flame in the people that she speaks to. And that is what I commend Lee for. That is how you cut through the noise and the clutter by going straight from your heart to the person that you're speaking to the tribe that you're speaking to the tribe that you're building, your potential tribe members. As long as you make that straight line from your heart to theirs, there's no noise. It's just love. Hopefully love is the same thing. That means that you're on the same topic, the same level, the same page. And the worst thing that could happen is that you get loving feedback. That's not bad. I think it's worth a try. So the last part of all of this is then, how do you maintain it and what is the point? So you maintain it by finding people who know how to maintain it. Now, it's up to you as the tribe architect whether you want to maintain your fire by spreading it or maintain your fire by simply keeping it alive right where it is. That's up to you. And the difference, or should I say the similarities between the two, is that if you keep your fire right where it is, that's usually the example of a brick and mortar store. You want to bring everybody to your fire, bring everybody to your store and your location and make it as valuable as possible. And that's when you can grow the flame really high. Now, when you want to spread it like wildfire, let's say, then you want to ignite the flame within others, teach them how to carry it, and also teach them how to ignite it in others. And that's the synergy that allows for the creation of what I like to call, or what we like to call, a legacy. So when you teach people to ignite the fire in others and they continue to do it with just as much, if not more, enthusiasm than you, then you have successfully created your legacy which will live on forever. And that is usually the point. You know, they say, what's the point of creating a fire? It will burn forever if you create the correct infrastructure to allow it to do so. So that is my mission as Tribe Architect, to teach you how to create your legacy. And again, next Thursday, tune in 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, talkradio.nyc. And you can submit your questions to me by email. I am kaicole@gmail.com. You can call in here on the hotline. You can submit your questions via Facebook Live. We had a lot of great ones today. Thank you, Sam Leibowitz. Thank you, Dell. Thank you, Ariana, for your amazing questions. They really, really made a difference and made the show. Because I don't want to just sit here and talk to you about things that aren't applicable. I want to know what's going on with you. I want to help you. And the way that I can best do that is if you reach out to me. So next up on talkradio.nyc, we're going to have Being Community Radio. Two very great people that I love dearly, Carrie Range and Oria Pollack. And I hope that you stay tuned to listen in even later on in the day with the Conscious Business Hour. We've got Sam Leibowitz and always, always very helpful and wonderful information. So I look forward to talking to everyone next Thursday. I'll see you then. And thank you so much for tuning in. Take care.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Leibowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.